Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Heck, Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Anti-Queens. Oh, you shit. Listening to DeZorro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Anti-Queens, punk rock and roll from Toronto, Tony. And their second album is just out, and that track features on it. We did play them a few weeks back before this album was out. I've now got the album. You will be hearing more in future weeks. It's great. What I want to know is, what is the Anti-Queens website?
TheAntiQueens.co.uk.
Antiqueens.com. Just told you they're from Toronto. Where'd you get .co.uk from? Poorly being internet one, Tony Neil. Interesting fact for you, Tony. Toronto is obviously, like everywhere else on Earth, on a line of latitude. What other cities do you think are on the same line of latitude as Toronto?
Toronto's is on the left. I don't know, actually. No,
is
I don't.
It on the left? It's a line of latitude. Sure. It's a straight line.
Oh, is it? I thought... is that longitude up, then?
Longitude is up.
Ah,
yeah,
right.
Latitude is on the left.
Right.
Do you mean it's west of here? I thought this was going to be quite a quick bit, but go on. Let's
my geography is fucking awful.
Right.
I don't fucking...
In Canada.
Yes, I know that. I got that one. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So what other cities do you think are on the same line of latitude as Toronto?
Don't know.
Thank you for your geographical help in this exercise, Tony. It's been inspirational. I will tell you right now that when I looked it up, the thing that's got five cities that are on the same line of latitude is in fact wrong, right? It's not as far south as all that, but it's on about the same line of latitude as Barcelona.
Oh, is it?
And Sapporo in Japan, yeah. And I thought, because you think about Canada being North America, cold Canada. Canada's massive, right? London is on about the same line of latitude as Calgary, Alberta, which is quite a long way north from Toronto. So yeah, it's a lot further south. The reason that I say this is that I then thought, looked at the rest of the things we're playing this week, and every single band that we are playing this week is south of where we are currently sat. It's a southern special, Tony.
Okay.
But even more exciting than that, we've heard from Jeff. If you've got a joke or pun for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Titling your email, Comedy Summers is a joke, and Poetry Corner, if it's a poem. Jeff's done just that. Let's hear his thing. Brilliant, isn't it? So good. Jeff actually says this week, he starts off the email by saying, "I'm only sending jokes because I love the brilliant theme song." I understand, Jeff. It is rather good. Jeff says, "I used to date an English teacher, which was a bit awkward because she kept correcting my grammar during sex. She was particularly annoyed at my improper use of the colon." Jeff, P.S. At an auction recently, I bought some of the stage-worn clothing of the 60s band, the Mamas and the Papas. All the sleeves are brown and the ties are grey. Well done, Jeff. That is a top week from you. If you can do better than Jeff, all is well, or you just fancy sending something in, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Typing your email, Comedy Service, a joke, Poetry Corner, if it's a poem. Let's hear the thing again, Tony. So proud of that.
It's excellent.
Time for some modernist punk from Connecticut, Tony, which is a state I visited about a year ago this week. Little bit before, actually, probably talking out with pipe. But anyway, it's also mainly east of New York and a long way south of here. So I would say that Connecticut is probably about on a line with Madrid in Spain. Yeah, that's right.
Is it going to be quite a strong geographical kind of theme
well,
this week?
Well, it is now, Tony, because right. You pissed me off.
I pissed you off with my lack of knowledge.
Not knowing anything.
I've been at fucking school. I hated school.
Yeah, all right, fair point. But there was clearly something you were studying at school, Tony, because you ended up being an IT guy. Yeah. Or did you just learn maths?
Not strong in geography, really, with IT, really. Where's the computer? It's in the office. I'll go there.
It is a fair point, Tony. Tony, I'll take it back. If I ever need anything practical doing in a business sense, I'd come to you. If I ever want to know where I'm supposed to be, I'd come to me.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Track two this week, Tony, Perennial. A bit like the discussions we have, they go round in circles. Some modernist punk from Connecticut, Tony. What is Perennial's Bandcamp page?
Perennial.bandcamp.com.
Perennialtheband.bandcamp.com. Paul of the Internet 2, Tony Neil. And they, I tell you what, every single song this week I think is great. All for different reasons. You'll see why. Anyway, this is Uptight.
Yeah!
You're listening to Guitar Me of One underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Perennial, track called Uptight. You may hear more from them in the future. At the moment, that's the only track we've got. And I've had a bit of a theory. I have a bit of a theory here, Tony, because when we were talking, I say talking, when I briefly had a go at you in the last section about your geographical knowledge, during that song, I thought to myself, hold on, he's not terrible. He's not terrible at geography. He's managed to negotiate the Antwerp Ring Road. And then I thought, aha, your geography is on a need-to-know basis.
It's a practical
thing. I have a general knowledge. You have, where do I need to go? I better work out where that is. If you ever had to go to Toronto, you'd probably have an idea of where it was in relation to the rest of the world.
This is true.
But you haven't. So I'll take it all back, Tony. I'll take it all back. Mm-hmm. You're just a need-to-know guy. I am very much a don't-need-to-know guy.
Quite seriously, got to Morecambe yesterday. I was quite proud of myself because my geography is a bit shit, but I did get there absolutely fine.
You see, exactly, but it was a need-to-know basis.
It was.
You had to get there, otherwise you couldn't do the gig.
That is true.
It wasn't a case of, if you hadn't been and I said, where's Morecambe, you might have gone, well, I'm not sure, but then you probably know it was a bit south of Blackpool.
I don't know what I'm doing, you know.
Well, in that case then, point proved. Yeah. This is a need-to-know basis. It does not mean you are terrible at geography. It means you are terrible at the geography that is of no interest to you. Yeah. If it's of interest to you, you know where it is.
More absolutely, fair enough. Makes sense.
One thing you often know where it is, Tony, is only Facebook comments. Do you have any?
I do.
In that case, that was a tenuous link.
It was.
In that case, it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook. Tra la 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 la, Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tie that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
That was tenuous.
It was, wasn't it?
But you know where it is.
I do.
It's on the internet.
It's on the internet.
That's right. We fit the internet. I couldn't tell you.
Well,
what you got?
Right, so thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, go to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. Easiest way to do this, just reply to last week's show post. Simple as that. Do get your comments in. We've got two this week, and it's just more thanks, which I'm happy to have thanks.
Yeah.
Damn Records got in touch.
Oh, brilliant. Hey, yeah. Tolo, damn it.
Hey, Tolo, and they say thank you for playing Bastard Face from Damnations.
Oh, play it. And did Lone Creek follow that up?
They did. They said, Lone Creep says, thanks, guys. Another great show. So, so basically, Lone Creep and Damn It Records. Yeah. Face. Damn It Records.
Also, basically, Damn It Thanks. We've had Damn It Thanks.
We've had Damn It Thanks.
We've had Damn It Thanks, and we appreciate it, Damn It. If you'd like to leave a Facebook thing for us, do.
Yeah.
Or suggest a better idea of where you can post things. Why not suggest it on our Facebook page?
Yeah, but you could always email us. We read our emails out every show, but
we respond to everything we get in any capacity whatsoever.
Yeah,
it's just easier if you just nip on Facebook, leave the message. Oh, it doesn't matter.
Just want to be your friends.
Yeah, so that's it, is it?
That's it. Yeah.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Two songs in a row now. Stay tuned for Jean Mignon, something that always excites me, Tony. But first, Parker, a band we played once before, I think. They are a Derry punk trio who have recently been gigging in England. And you know what? If they're from Derry, they're from north of us.
Right.
Because even though, yeah, they are. So basically, my whole premise that this week's show was all south of us has fallen down at the third hurdle when I've looked at Derry and realised that isn't the south of Southern Ireland, it's the west of Northern Ireland. Man.
Mm.
It's on a par with Morecambe, mate.
Yeah.
Miles north. Right, so anyway, after accusing you of being shit at fucking geography and making out I was brilliant at it, in fact, I just have to punch myself in the face, Tom.
Ow!
Oh, that hurt.
Blimey.
Right. So anyway, Parker, as I was saying, Derry Punk Trio, who've been gigging in England as well. They've been gigging in two places, Tony. Can you name them?
In terms of cities?
In terms of towns and cities in England.
Let's go for London.
London, you're right.
And
1 point. Brilliant. London and?
Manchester.
Trowbridge. Oh. I don't know how they ended up with those two gigs, London and Trowbridge, which is in the southwest, Tony.
Is it? Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Haven't been there.
Don't know how they ended up. My friend Claire used to live there.
Oh.
But anyway, it was when she was living in Trowbridge, she had a job on the A303 near Warminster when she used to serve Van Morrison his egg and chips and a glass of lemonade every Sunday.
Oh.
I don't know whether you remember that story.
Nope.
No. He never tipped. She hated him.
Ah, oh, bastard.
Egg and chips and a glass of lemonade and he wouldn't leave a tip. Matt fucking Morrison. But anyway, what I want to know is, what is Parker's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ParkerBand.
Facebook.com/band called Parker. Point of the internet 3. Tony 0. Stay tuned for Jean Mignon. This is Generic Indie Bands.
Wound.
Back in the swing. Oh yeah. Go ahead. No, I'll wait all day. Big hop, no shot. Not sure we'll reconvene. A white mop, your big pouch. I can't wait. I'm ready and meaningful. Swing all day. Get no shot. Think I don't. Yeah, I want from me.
you're listening to Lounge Nautica 3000 underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Jean Mignon and a great song that you just said there called Fat Kid Rope Swing, which is exactly as you'd expect the song to go. It's from a new mini album he's put out called Dirty Mean Fast. Jean Mignon, who I interviewed in Manhattan last year in the village, Tony. In Manhattan last year, because Jean Mignon is of course from New York City. How exciting. I love this guy. He's a great bloke as well, Jean Mignon, aka Johnny. Terrific bloke. You might remember he did the album Million Dollar Moped. That was moped centric.
Right, yeah.
Fat Kid Rope Swing on the new, right, I'm saying mini album. There's only 7 tracks on it. So I'm calling that a mini album because they're not long. It's not like a concept piece. Unlike Million Dollar Moped, which actually wasn't concept album. But anyway, new album, Dirty Mean Fast, out now via his Bandcamp page, which is
JeanMignon.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. JeanMignon. JeanMignon.bandcamp.com. There was a Jean Mignon as well. I think it was a French writer, but never mind about that now. We will play another track from that. We're not going to play many because there's only 7, but we will play another one in a few weeks' time. And if you're listening, Jean Mignon, Hegtolo.
Hegtolo.
Did you do anything last week? I'm the right mess, aren't I?
You did. It was a very band centric week.
Wow.
It was good. So, first off, we had alcohol practice on Wednesday. That went really well. We're getting closer and closer. 3 practices left now to the gig, so that's going well. Nice shout out to the boys. I keep talking about alcohol and never really mention them by name, but let's not forget the mighty Steve Quipwell on bass and Mark Mario Smith on drums.
Oh, yes.
So that's coming on well.
That's right. Do you think that's because for alcohol you're like the Sting or the Paul Weller?
I don't think they'd say that, no.
Like the other two just hung about making you famous.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm the weirdo that lives far away, I think. Whatever happened to Tony? I'm that guy. He moved somewhere. I don't know where.
He moved 15 miles south, never to be seen again.
Yeah. So that's going well.
Good.
And then obviously I went to Morecambe. So we did our first gig with the Apocalypse Babies. Got there fine.
First gig with new lineup, you mean?
True. So it's, new lineup, first gig in 4 years. And it was good. I mean, I've not been there before. They've played before, with previous lines, but it was a bit of a last minute thing. So we got up there and it was reasonably well attended. I think it was about half what it's normally there, but it's still a good crowd. We were third on at 3:30.
Ridiculous.
Which is, I mean, it was good to play, and we really enjoyed playing, and we started playing to an almost empty tent, and it was 4:30 when we finished, and it was good. The people came in, they didn't leave, which is, you know, if that's the way with festivals, isn't it? You pop your head in, if it's shit, you leave, and that didn't happen. They were nodding, they were singing along to bits, and they were clapping, and they were buying merch. So, and we had, and afterwards people come up to us and says, oh, it's brilliant, and we're getting really good comments.
That's the thing, Tony, if they were buying merch, they loved it.
Yeah, exactly. And most people says, you should have been on later, and it's like, well
of course,
we didn't book ourselves, you know.
Maybe next year.
So it's, so everything about it was positive, really. So
good.
It could have been a better time, but if anyone had seen us, they would have come away going, yeah, they were really good, and we would have stood out well, because the bands around us were not quite as up to the standard. We were in the kind of like imaging cover bands. It was an odd part of the set, but
right.
I'm not going to diss the other bands, but it was weird to put us on where they did, but I'll take it, because it was our first gig back. It was a good experience.
It was glorified practice.
Yes, with a 4-hour drive either side.
So
I'm shattered today, but apart from that,
you poor thing.
I know, right? How was your week?
Well, nothing as exciting as that. I discovered I have a gambling corridor of uncertainty.
Okay.
Whilst watching the FA Cup final.
Right.
I had backed Man United to win and Rangers to win, who were the underdogs in both ties.
Okay.
Man U were 2-0 up at half time. Rangers, I had a £5 bet on. I was down to win 57 quid, right?
Yeah.
£5 bet. Man U are 2-0 up. It's up to about sort of 20 quid. I'm thinking, not bad. Then Rangers scored. And it went straight up. It went rocking up. Oh, sorry, that's a lie. I was on for 140 quid, but there was a point when Rangers scored.
Yeah.
57 quid.
Yeah.
Right, and it was there for several seconds, but then it says on the bet, it says on the betting thing, suspended, and it's suspended. I think, oh, that's why they do the VAR thing.
Yeah.
Then it plunked back on, said 58 quid. I thought, oh, it must have been given. Shall I press the button? Shall I press the button? The corridor of uncertainty. Shall I press the button? I didn't press the button. The goal was disallowed. Rangers ended up losing 1-0, and I lost £5. Well, I could have been about 140 quid up there. So a corridor of uncertainty, a lesson learnt, Tony. A lesson learnt. Never follow greed, right? Meanwhile, I may have mentioned last week, but I had the opportunity on Thursday to go to the Knotts TV 10th anniversary party.
You didn't?
Which was at Confetti. I was invited because I'm a very important person.
Okay.
And I'm so important, I couldn't be bothered to go.
Right.
So, no idea what happened there. I imagine it was brilliant and I missed out. But I haven't gone a FOMO, a fear of missing out, because I actually had a fear of involvement. I didn't really want to go down there and end up talking to a load of people I didn't want to.
No.
So I didn't go.
Yeah.
Now, Doctor Who, have you been watching it?
I have not. I saw the specials with whatever his name was, Tennant.
Yeah.
So I saw the new guy coming, but I've not seen anything else since
right,
that.
Right, okay. I have watched all four so far that are out.
Is it good?
The first three, I found like I just wanted to punch things and hit things and was not happy. But I pursued it, and the fourth one is a left field Doctor Who, and I watched it properly, and I didn't understand a word of what was going whatsoever. And when it finished, I was none the wiser. So I can only say that was probably a good one.
Right.
But what I want to briefly talk about is The Equalizer.
Okay.
Right, now The Equalizer was originally a TV series starring Edward Woodward. Do you remember that?
Edward Woodward, yep.
Edward Woodward. And there's the old joke, why has Edward Woodward got four D's in his name? Because otherwise he'd be called Ewa-Woo-Wa, right?
Yeah.
Right, which I found very entertaining. But it was then rebooted, remade, and there's a new thing, and it's The Equalizer, the movie, isn't it, right? And that's with what's his name?
Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington. Mm. Yeah, I was about to call him Chris Kamara then.
Different film.
Yeah, so that is with Denzel. And I watched the first one, because of the Equalizer, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I watched the second one, and I enjoyed it. And now I discover there's an Equalizer 3. It's been advertised this week as being on Sky TV or something. And I think they've missed a trick, Tony.
Okay.
I think they missed a massive trick. It's called The Equalizer, The Equalizer 2, and The Equalizer 3. I think it should have been called The Equalizer, The Sequalizer, and The Threequalizer.
Yeah.
I think that would have made a lot more sense.
And yeah, if it was five years ago, it probably would have been.
If it's discussed before, fair enough.
Yeah.
But The Equalizer, The Sequalizer, and The Threequalizer. That's how it should have been. But in even more amazing news, Tony, in even more amazing news, Charlie Harper, friend of the show, has listened to Punky Radio in the past, of frontman of UK Subs fame, was 80 years old this week.
Yeah.
And he celebrated with a gig.
Yeah.
The man's amazing. How can we not celebrate him? Now, the way that I wanted to celebrate him was by playing the track Live in a Car, but I wanted to play the version that they redid in about 2007 or 2008, when he had Jet, the man we spoke about before, playing guitar for him. And Jet had also gone in to the studio with them, and they'd laid down again some of their best known songs, because I'm not sure they had the rights to them.
So they went in
and redid them, and they did a brilliant version of Live in a Car. When you hear Charlie Harper really screaming it, it's the desperate, I live in a car, desperate. But I cannot find it on the net. I've only got it on CD. I can't get the CD onto the laptop. So we've got the original version, which is still amazing. But I think it's very rare that you do this, but I do think when they went and redid it, it was better than this one. But this one's still brilliant. Now, what is UK Subs website?
UKSubs.net?
No, it's weird.
Right.
Because I think there might be more than this, but the one, the principal one that comes up with all the information you'd ever want about UK Subs is UKSubsTimeAndMatter.net.
Oh.
Yeah. You seem very upset about that.
That's just not on, is it?
Well, no. UK Subs, timeandmatter.net, making Paul of the Internet 4, Tony 1. This is Live in a Car! Listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was UK Subs and Live in a Car. I love that song. And happy birthday to Charlie Harper, 80 years old this week. Incredible. Oh, I tell you what. Oh, something's happening next week, Tony, to do with the date. But I'm not going to talk about it now. It's going to be a terrifying surprise for everyone next week.
Okay.
I've just thought of that now. But anyway,
is it stupid even numbers?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not really, no. But it's a nice one.
Right.
Have you got any gigs?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
I live in a car in New York City.
Thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget, do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, and how much is it to watch them play. Let me know your gigs. Doesn't have to be in the UK. It is international, just like this week's is. Jeff's been in touch.
Hank Tollow Jeff.
And he says, Jester Jeff will be performing main stage at the Yosemite Chivalry and Fantasy Festival, June the 1st and 2nd. Stage time 1 p.m. 5 p.m. both days. And in the beer garden at 3 p.m.
It's a picnic basket. I know that was Yellowstone, yeah. But anytime I hear one of those cards. Although, my favourite ever cartoon character was Yosemite Sam. I thought he was fantastic. Which one did he use to try and beat up? It wasn't Roadrunner, was it?
It wasn't Speedy, was it? Who was it then? I don't know.
Yosemite Sam. No, I don't think it was.
Sure?
Oh, it might have been. He was great anyway.
Yeah,
he was absolutely brilliant, Yosemite Sam. He was really good at missing things.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, anyway.
So this is at Mariposa County Fairgrounds in Mariposa, California.
California.
And he says, in other words, Jeff dressed in a silly costume and shouting at people. Silly songs, bad comedy.
What? I can't think of anything I'd rather watch.
No.
If I was in that part of the world, I would be there.
Absolutely. And tickets are $30 a day, and the money goes to benefit him, and he's keeping it.
Maybe I'll just watch it on YouTube.
Well done, Jeff. I've never seen a video of it. Jeff, we say it every year when you do these, but you can put a clip on Facebook.
I have seen little clips of Jeff performing as a jester, and it's marvellous.
There, you see, I've not seen that.
There is a proper don't give a fuck attitude to, his gesturing, and I like it.
Excellent. Well, if you're around, you go for that. It's not. It is but a few days away, and that is it for gigs.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. Rent to Ghost. Right. Two songs in a lesson. Pretty specialist.
Timothy Claypole.
Jeff is. Because tonight, Matthew, Jeff Harris is Timothy Claypole. Two songs in a row now.
Yep.
Stay tuned for Mothra Slapping Orchestra. I'm so excited about playing them, Tony. But first, Little Bohemia. They are, now, I've described them as Plymouth punkish. And then I've added Something Happens About Taunton, right?
All right.
Something happens when you go down the M5. You come out of Bristol, you go down the M5, you get past Gordano Services, right? And you get down there, and you get to about Taunton, and then, quite frankly, everything just goes a little bit out of focus. Everything goes a little bit weird. Nothing's quite right again. The locals call Exeter, Exeter, right? Everything goes a bit strange. And you get to Plymouth, and all bets are off. And that is Little Bohemia, Tony. What I want to know is, what is Little Bohemia's Bandcamp page?
Littlebohemia.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. Tony 2, Poorly Beat, and the Internet 4. This is off their new album. It's absolutely brilliant. This is Wounds.
Sub.
You're listening to The Fusilis underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Mothra Slapping Orchestra. And the track that I've written down here is just being beer, but it's actually Hold My Beer.
Right.
It's called Hold My Beer, right?
Okay.
Absolutely brilliant song. They're an absolutely brilliant band. I had the good fortune to see them last year in the south of Birmingham, kind of Kidderminster way, down there. And they were superb. All the way from Ile de la Réunion, Tony, the furthest south we're going this week, and I have double-checked, it's not north of Nottingham.
Excellent.
Right. It's a long way south. I'd have it on the clock from here. If you're looking at the clock, I'd say a normal conventional clock, it would be at about 5 o'clock, wouldn't it? Because it's to the right of South Africa, basically. I mean, it's a long way down that way. Absolutely brilliant band. They got a new album out that was sent through very excitedly by Eric, who I interviewed last year. He's a brilliant guy. Everyone we know called Eric's brilliant. This album is great. And the thing about them is they actually say about themselves that they are a band representative of Reunion Island. And in that they are, because they're technically a psychobilly band, but there's a lot of garage going on, a lot of punk going on. And in that one, a little bit of folky sort of fiddly diddly at the start there. Like it. Mm. Absolutely brilliant band. What is Mothra Slapping Orchestra's Bandcamp page?
MothraSlappingOrchestra.bandcamp.com.
MothraSlappingOrchestra1.bandcamp.com. That's the numeric one. But then you know they are of French origin, as discussed before. Reunion is a département of France, furthest away place you can use the euro legally. I'm not suggesting you use it illegally anywhere. I'm not sure how you would use a euro legally. Maybe fold it up, show it up someone's arse, and snip a line of poo. I don't know what you get up to in your quiet time.
Right.
But anyway, absolutely brilliant band, absolutely brilliant song. That's the numeric one after Mothra, M-O-T-H-R-A, Slapping Orchestra 1.bandcamp.com. Pulling into set 5, Tony 2, are you doing anything this week?
I'll be finishing off Fallout, which I've been watching.
I've watched that, yeah.
I thought you'd, Matt Berry popped up, but quite random, didn't he?
So, yeah, I wish he'd been in it more, actually. But
yeah, just a little bit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was pleasant, but I think I've got a few left of that. Enjoying it, I thought it was quite good.
I liked it, I didn't mind it, yeah, but you're not finished on it yet.
I'm about two left, I think.
All right, okay. Yeah. I'm not going to spoil it for you.
Nah, okay.
Largely because I can't remember, because it's like a couple of months ago that I watched it, and I've watched so many other things since, already discussed.
But now I know that Matt Berry's not going to come back in it, so...
Well, I think you might hear his voice again.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah, yeah, it's not all that. He might say, New York City! at some point. It should be written into every contract he has that he has to say, New York City! At some point.
So that's good. What else am I doing this week? Starting house hunting, I think, this week.
Really?
Been threatening it for 10 years.
Yeah,
so we're just going to start having a look. See what's out there. We're going to go and look at one in Shrewsbury, which I will know where it is when I've been there.
Yes, Stoke-ish. It's kind of between Stoke and Chester, and a little bit. It's under Chester. Yes, you're right, Stokish. But yeah, I do remember you saying that you were thinking about maybe moving further afield.
I think this year might be the way. Well, we're going to see if something comes up that we A, can afford, and B, can do something with.
Right.
Project wise. Who knows? We start with a small step and having a look.
All right.
That's it, I think. No band practice this week. It was all last week.
It's a week off after the FA Cup.
Exactly. What are you up to this week?
Well, I'm not going to India.
You're not going to India?
Yeah, but I don't know if I told you I was going to India in the first place. No, my lodge, Deepika, invited me to a wedding in August.
Oh, okay.
Bengaluru. Hmm. Right. I was very excited to go. I thought it would be a brilliant opportunity. I could spend the time, I could take the time off. It was going to work out. It was going to be fine. And then it came to the price, Tony. Well, right. The only flight I could get that wasn't £1,000 was going via Delhi on the way there and via Bombay on the way back. So it'd be 16 hours on the way there, 17 hours on the way back. with lengthy stopovers. Didn't fancy that. £662, that's not too bad. Looked at hotels. My goodness, hotels in India are cheap, Tony. I could get a really nice hotel for the week for £150. We're still doing all right. We're still sort of in budget. Then, got to get to Heathrow, park at Heathrow. That's going to be £200. Then, things really went south. Vaccines are no longer available on the NHS via my GP.
Oh.
I looked online. They are technically supposed to be provided. But since lockdown, GPs have just found a way to not give us vaccines. So we've got to go private. £110. Plus, a visa for a week in India. £127. Everything just kept going up and up. And that's before I've thrown a load of rupees at her when she's walking down the aisle.
Yeah.
So sadly, I'm not going to India now.
Right.
So instead, I've been knocking seven bells out of my back garden because it had become like something from Jurassic Park. Right. So I've got loads of the weeds out, and actually, I've just hacked it. I've hacked it to bits. And I'm going to redo it. I was planning on doing it all this weekend, but the weather dictated that I had an excuse not to, because I don't need much of an excuse not to do fucking manual labour. So I avoided that, doing that this week. And I'll be keeping a close eye on what's going on in the election campaign, Tony, because it is utterly ridiculous. Me and my mum have been laughing about national service today. Now, I actually, it's the only Tory policy that I kind of agree with, right? I don't mind the idea. I don't think it's a bad idea at all. As I've said many times before, national service would not have done me any harm, right? And I think that when kids get to age, I went to university when I was 19. Most people there were 18. And honestly, I felt like an adult with the children because I had that year off first of living in the real world, having a job. I don't necessarily think it's a bad idea to have some form of paid national service that you do between the ages of 18 and 19. But the way they've gone about it, quite clearly, they thought about it the night before, wrote it on the back of a fag packet. It's just to get some of the right-wing people to vote for them because they're worried they're going to vote for reform. Labour are just rubbing their hands going, this is just brilliant.
It's
are they going to do next? He's been drenched.
Yeah.
You know, the Titanic thing. He said to Welsh people, will he be watching the Euros? Right? He's got, and Wales aren't there. He's like, now he's got the national service thing. It's like he doesn't want to win. It's like it's a challenge. It's like, I'm so shit. Do you dare have me again?
And I can't believe I'm coming round to that idea. It's just, it's been, I've just never seen anything like it. Never seen anything like it. It's just shambles.
I am not ruling out him being replaced before the election.
Some people think he's going
to
quit.
It's mad. It's absolutely mad. What's happening is that it just seems to be an implosion. It's just an implosion. And it just makes you think, if Labour don't win this election, what a sad bunch of shite they are.
Yes.
Because they're up against literally nothing.
And then the Conservatives haven't even got of like the 130 councillors short. They still need to pick people to stand because they keep.
You don't mean councillors, you mean candidates. But that 150 is a bit of a broad church. It's actually about 75 that are the grandees and the people that said they're not standing. Then there's another 75 that they just haven't picked yet.
Right.
But the amount of grandees that are leaving, because they don't want to. What is the point? If you're reaching the end of your political career, why would you sit in opposition for 5 years? You might as well just leave.
Yeah. I think it's to be granted.
So that's why.
But also, they called this election.
Yeah.
They didn't need to. It's like, I'm happy they have, but.
Yeah, I am, because we need them out sooner rather than later.
So I'm actually quite happy that he's made the right choice on that front, but I'm sure he's did it because he's a petulant little shit.
He
was threatening with being sacked.
And also, what fucking PR company have they got for them? Because it can't be in-house. But he's a teetotaler. He's always been to two breweries. Been to two breweries. He doesn't fucking drink. And he stands up, they hand him a pint and he gives kind of holds it around his mouth and then the camera cuts somewhere else because he doesn't drink. Ridiculous man. Should never have been allowed anywhere near this country at all. And I say this as a friend to the Indians. I have two Indian lodgers. I was on the verge of visiting there to go to a wedding. This is not racist. This is about Rishi Sunak being a twat.
I'm very happy we've had our first Asian Prime Minister, but I'm very disappointed that we've had one with such a racist government.
As Martin Luther King famously said, judge me by the content of my character, not the colour of my skin. I can tell you, the content of Rishi Sunak's character is a toxic bucket of pig swill.
Yeah, right? There you go.
It's inside that I've got a problem with, not outside. Right, should we get on with the song?
Yeah.
Half Cab, Tony. Three-piece melodic punk from Den Haag in Holland, which is south of here, right?
Mm-hmm.
I went to Den Haag. I did a gig there once. Very, very popular in the Netherlands, not as well known here. But you never know. I say here. On the internet, they are. They're as well known as we are, clearly, because absolutely everyone is can be found. Charlotte Paul. I mean, in the UK. Maybe that will change after you've heard this. What I want to know is, what is Half Cab's Bandcamp page?
Halfcab.bandcamp.com.
No. Oh. Halfcabskiffer.bandcamp.com. Halfcab, H-A-L-F-C-A-B, and then S-K-I-F-F-A, and I've got no idea why that is. But anyway, pulling into that six, Tony, two, this is way too deep. You're listening to Sitovitz and the Fireflies of February right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Half Cab, Way Too Deep. And we have got, I have gassed on way too long this week. So we're going to keep this bit short. Have you got a twat?
Nope.
Keeps it even shorter.
There you go.
Maybe you can explain what people should be doing.
Yep. If you do have a twat, don't forget, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination, or tragedy with thanks. Every twat responded to. Let me know your twats, please. Can't do Steve every week. He gets very tired. So let me know your twats. Yep. Can be anyone. And we're in an election. So, hey.
Yes. There's no better time for twatting over the next few weeks. Yep. You're going to have... You'll be spoiled for choice.
That's right.
You'll be surrounded. There'll be the tsunami of twat that we've threatened before.
That's what we're expecting.
It's all happening. I will just say briefly, Tony, that when you look at the alternative of Rishi Sunak, you've basically got Keir Starmer, who sounds like Zippy, and his shadow Chancellor of the Exchequer, who sounds like Zippy. We can't have a lot of zippy going on, are we? They're both from the same part of the world, aren't they? They're both from Surrey, I think.
They do, they all
agree. Who says I'm going to change the world and me, she say like it's rubbish, and then she says I'm going to sort out the economy. God, Jesus Christ, we've got to listen to them. 5 fucking years.
No, I'm not listening to them at all. I'm going to lock them in a room, say, you sort the fucking shit out, and I'm going to ignore politics for 4 years.
No, mind.
Oh, bless. That's what I want anyway.
Right. Well, look, what I want is to play the last song because we've been gassing way too much. Last song this week, The Postman, Tony. I'm calling this the Winchester sound. They are, depending on where you look for them, they're either from Brighton or South Coast somewhere or down there somewhere, whatever. But it would appear that on their Bandcamp page, which is...
thepostman.bandcamp.com?
thepostman45rpm.bandcamp.com.
Right.
THEPOSTMEN, numeric 4, numeric 5, rpm.bandcamp.com. Make it poorly be in set 7, Tony 2. Ha, what a thrashing. But that suggests Winchester as well. This last track, I'm not calling it punk, it's not punk. It actually sounds a bit like some of the mod revival bands from the very late 70s to early 80s. And a little bit later, it reminds me a bit of Joe Boxers. And I don't know whether it's just the drum beat, which is that kind of Motown drum beat or what. But anyway, it's a great song off a new album that's out now that's really good. I've had a listen through it. Picked this track, then found out it's one of the principal ones, obviously one of the leading ones, because, you know, I've got on here for a tune tone. So here we go. I was about to ask you their thing then. I've already asked it. So instead I'll say, ha, I'll thrash you. The Postman, Cain and Abel. That's about the size of it for this week. That was The Postman, Cain and Abel. What a great song to finish what's been a brilliant week of music with a lot of gassing. Maybe you could mention one or two ways people listen to the show that they haven't done before.
Yep, don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com, latest show on the front page, those things you can do there, do check it out. You can find us online, various stations like padunkradio.com, radioandrew.se and radiofolkestone.com. If you were down with the fire, you can find us on the Spotify. App will be in the podcast section. That's where we live. And also Amazon, Amazon Music, in their podcasts a bit. Pretty much anywhere with a podcast thing will be on it. And yeah, finally, if you get yourself one of Alexa devices, don't forget you can get the Punky Radio skill for Alexa. You go to the skill store, you search Punky Radio, you download it, you pay nothing. Thanks to Poco for that. And then, yeah, go get you Alexa and ride off into the sunset. There you go.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poog.